Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis is hit by the pitch. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds fires to first and picks off Otis. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Ford reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smalley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Way then moves to third. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Way then scores. White moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Paquette reaches third base with a triple. White scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bird settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Weiniger and he is out. Smalley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to third. Heil moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Weiniger scores. Heil scores. Ford goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Mingori now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing center field. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potek strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Frank White. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Rojas moves to second. It's Twins, 3. Royals, 3. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rojas moves to third. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Tom Johnson now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Bry reaches second base with a double. Carew moves to third. Mark Little now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger is walked intentionally. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to home to get Carew. Bry moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. McRae steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Campbell now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 4 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis throws the ball into Rojas who relays the ball to Brett who tags Braun trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cubbage scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy Davis pinch hits for John Way then. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Cookie Rojas. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.